abandoning their homes and heading for dry land. The floodwaters rose quickly, forcing thousands of people to leave nearly everything behind.
Within 3 hours, the whole place was flooded, and it entered the rooms, four bedrooms, we've abandoned everything. So we had to look for a shelter and also get a place to stay.
The best thing that you can do is to move out and evacuate into a different place. And when the thing comes down, then we just come back for the rest of the stuff. But most of the property is damaged.
Unusually heavy rains cause rivers to burst their banks. Making things worse, two dams further upstream in neighboring Burkina Faso were also overwhelmed.
Normally, the rains come in June, July, and by this time it is subsiding. But because of the issues of climate change, the weather patterns somehow has changed.
Ghana's own dams are under pressure too. And if water isn't released periodically, it could lead to an even greater disaster.
If we do not spill, we rather put the people downstream in danger. Because we are then compromising on the integrity of the dam. If we do not handle it well and then we experience a dam break, the consequences and the repercussions will be more dire, will be more terrible than we're experiencing now.
Some of these people are heading to camps. Others are staying with family. For now, they have little choice but to wait until the water subsides. Vinton Monaghan, Al Jazeera.